Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy. And we are totally married.
Mm-hmm.
We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are reviewing The Exorcist Believer.
Yeah, we'll do non-spoilers, and then I don't think we're going to get into too much spoiler stuff, but we'll say it. We'll say if we get into spoilers and also be timestamped below. We got merchandise.
Yeah, we do.
We also have an Amazon wish list. It's this time of year. It's the holidays, so if you're feeling like giving, supporting the podcast, we got some cool stuff on there, like more tiki mugs. Like, there's a Nightmare on Elm Street Freddy one we don't have that would be cool to have for the podcast. There's a sign on there.
An on-air sign.
Smaller things, too, like new Bloody Mary mixes and some more expensive things like gear and equipment.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you feel like helping us out.
That would be awesome. We also have a merch store.
Yeah, we got that.
Yep, with some t-shirts and some hats and some really cool stuff. So go and check it out. Also good gifts for Christmas.
Yeah. www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com. You can find everything there. So The Exorcist Believer.
Yes.
David Gordon Green's Exorcist Believer. We were going to go see this in the theater. This is like a later review. We were going to go see this, I think, opening weekend.
We were, yeah.
It was on the list. We just didn't do it. And we caught it last week on Peacock. And boy, am I glad that we didn't see this in the theater.
That's very true. I am not a believer in David Gordon Green being able to pull off good horror movies.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, he should stick to comedy. Like, go back to your roots, man. You do really good there.
You know, he does. And the thing is, too, I've seen a lot of his films, and his comedies are really funny and really well done. He did classics, The Pineapple Express, Your Highness, The Sitter. Those are super funny and super well done.
Mm-hmm.
And those are a good time. Even his his dramatic pieces, Joe with Nicolas Cage is really good.
Mm-hmm.
He did one other one. I can't remember what it was, but I've seen a bunch of his films. And we'll talk about how we feel about this one. He's better at comedy. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that for sure. After four horror films back to back, it's better.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen The Exorcist Believer, it's the, fifth film in the franchise, I think. And I think there's a TV show. The Exorcist Believer, when two girls disappear into the woods and return 3 days later with no memory of what happened to them, the father of one girl seeks out Chris McNeil, who's been forever altered by what happened to her daughter 50 years ago. Chris McNeil, huh? Her name was Chris?
I guess so.
Weird. Anyways, so just a preface to this, I'm not a huge Exorcist fan.
Same here.
I'm you know, take it or leave it with the franchise. And I understand and respect the first one for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like how some people hail it as one of the best horror films of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot in a lot of people's top five, top tens. It's not for me. I watched it when I was a kid and
take it or leave it for me.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't for me. I watched it when I was a kid and I watched it when I was older too. And it still was just like, nah.
Exorcist 2 is batshit nuts. That's just not even an Exorcist film. I don't know what that is. Exorcist 3 is really good, though. I've been meaning to go back and watch them. I think that could be a fun ranking.
Yeah, that could be a fun ranking.
Yeah.
But I'm
for sure.
Yeah. I won't watch this one again, so we don't have to watch it. We can just be like, yeah, I didn't like it the first time. I don't need to watch it this time.
What did you think of The Exorcist Believer?
I thought it was fucking crap.
Yeah.
I did not like it. There was so many missed opportunities, and like you have some good stuff there that you could really do some cool shit with.
Mm-hmm.
And it just nothing. It fell flat. It just fucking fell flat to me.
Yeah. There was a, so an Exorcist movie is supposed to be, if you do it well, scary, unnerving,
mm-hmm.
you get invested, dramatic, creepy, all that stuff really well. And this has none of it. This movie
Zero.
Is so boring.
It is.
The Exorcist Believer is very boring. The filmmaking is boring. The performances are boring. Really odd choices. Like the main character is really monotone.
He was.
For his entire performance.
His daughter was gone for 3 days and he's just like, quiet.
Yeah, I really didn't understand all of the choices made for this movie. And this is from someone who, like, you know, I'm not holding it up like they have to do something great. They have to, like, make Exorcist 1 because I love it.
Right.
You know, this is just me going and seeing a horror film. And, yeah, it sucks.
It did suck. It was a fucking piece of crap. And I'm super glad we didn't see it in the theaters because I would be pissed.
Yeah.
I'd be like, another one of his movies where I leave the theater pissed off because he did something stupid.
Yeah.
And then also, like, you know, in the trailer and stuff, you get the Reagan's mom. You get the mom of the original girl who was possessed. Mm. Oh, my God. For like 5 fucking minutes.
There's spoiler.
So shit. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Well, it's not that much of a spoiler. Like, she's in it, but she's not in it for too long. And I understand she's older.
It is, but I just really hate when they do that. Like, oh my God, yeah. This person, and then they're there for like a hot minute, and they exit stupidly.
This kind of brings up, you know, we've talked about it before, but I feel like this movie marks the end or close to the end of an era of legacy characters coming in to reboot a franchise, having it be a trilogy. I don't think this did well at the box office, and I think there's rumors going around that he might not be directing the next one.
Good choice.
Though he is slated to do it. But I do feel like this is like the end of, like, I don't care that they brought those people back. And kind of like going back to Scream 6, rewatch that. We talked about this, but you could take Kirby and Courtney Cox Gale out of that film, and the movie would be just fine. And it kind of feels like they were shoehorned into Scream 6.
Right.
So, like, lately doing this legacy character stuff has been kind of like, well, God, I feel like you're kind of, you know, we're over it.
Right. I feel like... And if you're going to do it well.
Yeah.
This was not it.
No, like you were talking, like, there's some great opportunities. They do some good stuff. They have, like, some good ideas, and they have, like, the skeleton of some good ideas. Like, one of them being in the third act, it's not just a couple priests doing the exorcist. It's like a community. It's a priest, it's a family, it's believers, it's non-believers, it's someone from a different religion, someone from another religion, mm-hmm. all coming together.
To try to banish this demon.
Yeah, to exorcise the possessed girls. But it was so lackluster and so lame.
That was the lamest, least passionate fucking exorcism I've ever seen.
It was.
Like, there is a demon possessing not one but two girls, and it was just, and you're not like throwing everything you fucking can at it, and you have all of this community and family and trying different faiths, and we're gonna fucking defeat it together, and it was the stupidest shit I've ever seen.
It was pretty bad.
It was so bad. Like, there was one moment where, like, okay, maybe we're gonna get something cool, mm-hmm. and then it's just stopped.
It just fucking stopped. And I think you're talking about the moment where, like, the mist or steam, whatever, comes out of her. Is that what you're talking? And then she uses some kind of like magic to fight it off.
Basically, throws like a whole sage thing into the fire, and that, like, we were gonna get some, and then it just stopped.
Yeah, yeah. No, like, the analogy was like you had a great opportunity there to do like, Avengers type thing, or like when, like, one person is using this to do the demon, one person is grabbing this,
right?
One
person saying that
that's like freezing the demon, someone's saying this that's burning it, and it's like it just builds and builds and builds to like this final showdown.
Exactly, the house is shaking and crumbling down around all of these things.
The people are screaming Latin, and there's some other languages. And
there was no Latin whatsoever. Okay, that fucking, I've seen a ton of Exorcist movies, and all of them have Latin. Anytime, any sort of, there, none.
Yeah.
It was just like saying some prayer and like, yes, Lord, take this and get this demon out of those children. Yeah. Just get him out. Just get, like, what the fuck are you doing? And then the priest comes in for like 5 minutes and like, just.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No
yeah.
Latin, no passion,
right.
No throwing everything you can at it, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the idea of, you know, these two girls going off and they disappear for a couple days. Like, the first act, I gotta admit, was a little intriguing, but they just didn't do it too well. Like, you didn't, and you didn't ever see what really happened to the girls. And I know this is a planned trilogy, but also, you didn't get anything. This movie didn't give you anything.
No, it was like, you see them in the woods, like, there was nothing. You didn't see... It was so fucking just missed opportunities right and left.
Yeah.
And you could have had something cool and, you know, the stuff in the beginning, you could have tied back with, and it really didn't do nothing. No. Yeah. And it was like, why the fuck did we get half an hour of this beginning when it really didn't do anything? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Can we say spoilers now so I can talk more about it?
Sure. Okay. Spoilers. I think we've been spoiling. So spoilers, kind of.
Extra spoilers. Yeah.
Well, one thing I want to talk about before we get into it. I thought it was really stupid that no matter what, they had these religious people around in the third act. And they have a priest. They have a shaman lady. They have all these other things. And nothing's working. And the one thing that does work is a scarf.
A purple scarf.
A purple scarf has more power than all of this shit. This magic that we actually saw happen that, like, defeated this mist. Like,
yeah.
But the only thing that worked was a fucking purple scarf that used to be her mom's.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. And the one dad going, yeah, I'll pick my daughter. And then, like, it.
Yeah.
Because, like, in the beginning,
so
you see that girl's mom pregnant and they're in, like, Haiti or something. Earthquake happens.
Yeah.
She like gets a blessing. I was hoping like she gets saved or something because she has that blessing and they can tie that in because the mom had the blessing when they were in Haiti or whatever. None of these things, they didn't do anything. They didn't tie anything back. What was the point of having that whole half hour of the backstory when you don't even really use any of it except for the mom is dead?
You could say that that did work, that you could say that that thing did protect her in the future. That's why she wasn't possessed anymore.
Sure, you could say that, but they don't even...
I mean, if you want to think about it, that's probably what happened.
Sure.
And the protection thing worked because the mom died and not the kid.
Sure.
Even though the dad wanted the mom to die or the kid to die.
That's true.
And in that choice, so this is another thing too. Like, it was supposed to be a shocking reveal that he picked his wife over his unborn kid. But I don't know. Call me weird. I would make that choice 100% of the time. Like, if you were pregnant and something like that happened and they said, you can either have your wife or the baby, I'd be like, I'll pick the wife. We can make another baby. We haven't even seen this one. There's no, me and the baby can't make another wife.
That's very true. And like, you don't like babies, so that you're
That
babies.
Aside, I don't know. I just think that's like a silly, shocking reveal.
It is.
To me, I don't know, but
because
I guess I don't like kids either.
It's
I like when they can get old enough to like talk and have discussions,
and have personalities, and then you can be like, no, not for me, and then
anyway,
it was just so there were so many missed things, and they're dropping the ball right and left, and like the priest comes, the church was like, the priest comes like, no, we can't. The priests are just like, they're just making it up.
Yeah, because
the diocese says...
Yeah, the priests took it to like the higher-ups, and they were like, we can't do an exorcism.
Yeah, they're like, no, they're just mentally unstable.
Yeah.
Look at these little girls' faces, first of all.
Yeah.
You can't be like, okay, listen to them.
Yeah.
And the church is like, no, we don't want to get involved. And then that priest comes for like 5 minutes, gets his neck broke, and doesn't even speak any goddamn Latin or do anything but put his hands on him. And we're like...
Yeah.
God is with you, children. That's it? That's all you do? Neck break. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. And there's...
The most heavy lifting from the Catholic Church was a woman that was going to be a nun that didn't end up being a nun.
I mean, I liked her story.
I liked her story.
I like her story about she was going to be a nun, but I think she fell in love and then wasn't a nun, and then how she just, you know, understood and realized that all happened and I didn't become a nun because I need to be here right now.
Right.
And if they just sort of did more stuff like that. Let's talk about those legacy characters. The mom and Reagan from the original Exorcist. Like, they bring back the mom for Not that long.
Like 5 minutes total,
and then
really.
She gets her eyes gouged out. And now she's blind. And then the big reveal at the end is Reagan shows up.
Right.
And I just didn't give a shit.
I didn't care.
Yeah.
I didn't care. The mom didn't even like help them really.
And I don't even think this is the same demon. It has a different name. The one that possessed him back then. I could be wrong, but I think this is.
Yeah. No, I yeah. just think that she didn't even help them.
Yeah.
At all. There was no, like, she walked in and was like, yeah, she's possessed. And then I can help you.
David Gordon Green loves to do this with his legacy characters. Like,
put him in a hospital.
Like Halloween Kills.
I hate that movie so much.
It's one of those things where you have her show up at the third act to be like the last piece of that puzzle. Here's a good, you know, like the first Guardians of the Galaxy at the end, how they're all having to hold hands.
Right.
And like the last piece of the puzzle is a little raccoon's finger.
Yeah.
Like if they're doing the thing, they're building up this exorcism, the whole house is shaking, but they can't quite get there. And there's one last element they need. She shows up to provide that.
Yeah, because their whole thing was like, I've been studying everything and did this. Okay, you have all this knowledge. You're studying all these things. You gave them zero really fucking advice.
Gave them zero knowledge.
Zero knowledge. Zero advice. You didn't come in with knowledge ablazing and like a talisman you got from somewhere, and then your fucking daughter, and then they
right, yeah, exactly. That's
they
what,
exercise
that's what,
that motherfucking
that's what you
demon.
Want to see. You want it to be fucking rock and roll at the end.
Right.
And then you can lose your eyes by like finally getting the demon out, and the demon, like, they shoot laser beams into each other's eyes, and that's how she loses her sight,
like,
or something.
It throws the cross and it hits her in the eye.
Or ninja stars.
Doesn't matter. But yeah. 5 minutes after she shows up, and then you put her back into bed, and she's fucking useless and blind, and he's not, she's not giving any information. She's not giving helpful hints, cliff notes. None of this shit happens.
Yeah.
What the fucking point? And then Reagan comes in for like 10 seconds. Mom, it's me. Fuck you.
Yeah, so I think her cameo was bigger in like Scream 2 than it was, or was it Scary Movie that she showed up?
I can't remember.
She was in one of the Screams or Scary Movies, but her cameo in that was like bigger than fucking
the actual franchise that she started.
Yeah. So you hate Halloween Kills.
I fucking hate that movie.
Do you think this one or that one's a worse movie? Because I think The Exorcist, The Believer, I'm going to definitively say, out of the films that I've seen, is David Gordon Green's worst movie. I don't understand all of the choices he made.
That's a hard one, because I hate Halloween Kills with a motherfucking fiery passion. And I still get fired up when I think about it or talk about it. That being said, this was a boring-ass movie, and I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah.
So at least if I watched Halloween Kills, I would entertain myself with my stream of what the fuck am I watching happening.
Right. And you know, that aside, Halloween Kills does have a couple cool kills.
It does have some cool kills.
Yeah.
They just...
Yeah. Yeah, so what would you rate Exorcist
2.
The Believer? 2?
A 2.
2 out of 10 Bloody Marys. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give it a good old 1.
All right.
1 out of 10 Bloody Marys. I legitimately don't see any merit in this. I don't know why they made it aside from money. He's probably hot off of doing the Halloween trilogy, so he just jumped right onto this.
He should no longer make horror movies.
You know what? I'm not going to say that.
Or make an original one.
Exactly. I'm going to say, I think if he wants to prove himself to me now as a horror filmmaker, he's got to make an original film.
Not
based off of anything. Make a fucking David Gordon Green original horror film.
Horror comedy. Because you know what? He could do that. He has some good kills.
It would be a lot of fun.
And it would be a lot of fun. And it would be fucking funny. And you can throw Danny McBride in there. And you can do all that stupid shit. And have horror. And have comedy. And do what you're good at if you want to dip your toe in horror. But fucking get out of all the goddamn franchises and trying to reboot shit. And you're not good at it. It's fucking stupid. Stop. Stop.
You hear that, Davey?
Just stop.
All right. Well, yeah, you know what? And you know what? I'm curious too. If you're a legit Exorcist fan of like the first one, you really love it, and you were excited about this one, you're curious, I would really like to know what you think of this being a hardcore Exorcist fan. So if you're listening, you know, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Comment on
Tell
YouTube.
Us what you think. Did you like it? Did you like when the little girl was in the church and nothing really fucking happened?
There's no way anyone likes this. Do you actually like this movie? Anybody? Yeah.
Anybody? Like, anybody out there? And like, then if you do, I need you to defend that shit to your death.
Right.
Tell me why.
Exactly.
Make a great argument for it.
Yeah.
That's cool. All I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
All right. Well, our Bloody Marys are dead. So are we.
So are we. All right.
Fuck this movie.
Catch you guys later in the Exorcist. Bye-bye. The universe sucks.